So far, it's just a pilot project involving two of the old weapons storage buildings. About 30 volunteers worked for 4 days last week dismantling one of them at the old Army site near Baraboo. If it proves to be cost-effective, Dane County Habitat Director Brian Miller says the project could mean a windfall of wood for new affordable houses or for resale at Habitat's recycled building materials store.
The biggest question mark now is there a market for this wood? And if the answer to that is yes, then we'll probably tackle it along with some other habitats in the area next summer once the weather turns better.
The old buildings were used to store the finished products from the plant, bombs and ammunition already sealed for shipment to the front lines. Unlike some buildings at the old Army site, the wood in these is not contaminated with propellants and is safe for reuse. The biggest obstacle to recycling them is the costly process of removing asbestos. The Army covered that cost for the first two buildings. The DNR has applied for federal grants that could pay for the rest. Mike Dagan from the DNR Waste Management Program says there are also plans to recycle cement from the slabs the old buildings sit on to rebuild Highway 78 that runs along the border of the old Army plant.
The more buildings we can clear off the slabs, the more concrete we'll have at our disposal to hopefully reuse in that highway project if things work out as we would hope they do.
Habitat has contacted the AmeriCorps and Fresh Start programs, as well as some juvenile detention centers, as a potential for teams of young people to help in tearing down some of the buildings. Removing them is the first step in restoring the old weapons plant to a natural grassland prairie for recreational use by hikers, bikers, and birdwatchers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.